Van Ronan Kelly is here with what it says in Tuesday's papers.
Thanks, Rachel. Arrest me. That's the headline on the front page of the Irish Daily Mail over a picture of the Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling. She lives in Edinburgh, and the Scottish government yesterday brought in a hate crime law which introduces offences for stirring up hatred. Of particular interest to J.K. Rowling is the possibility that misgendering someone could be seen as hate speech. So yesterday, she tweeted about 10 trans women and called them men. The Mail described the tweets as incendiary and said J.K. Rowling was daring the police to arrest her. The author of Harry Potter Goblet of Fire is pictured in the Irish Sun with the caption, Goblet of Ire. In the Irish Daily Mail, Senator Michael McDougall says he wants to have a much more narrow definition of what hate speech is for our hate crimes bill here. On other front pages, several papers refer to the death by stabbing of Sarah McNally at a pub in New York. The Examiner front page story says that her family are heartbroken and numb. Sarah was an only child, the paper says. One local councillor is quoted as saying, imagine receiving a phone call in the middle of the night to say that your daughter's life has been taken in such a brutal way. The Irish Independent front page lead tells us that there's sometimes in Irish creches a 3-year wait for places. Inside, the Independent reports from Banagher County Offaly, where a local creche owner says some parents are travelling 15 kilometres to find a creche. She says it's stopping women returning to work. More funding is needed for baby care, she says. The Irish Independent also carries 3 environment-related stories. Leinster House is to have new EV charge points and a covered bike stand. On the opposite page, a piece on students complaining that schools are hampering their ability to have Friday climate strike protests. They say that schools schedule tests and class-based assessments on Fridays to keep them in the classroom. And on the same page in The Independent, an environment and tech story. Yorkshire Water in the UK has compiled a list of 4-minute shower songs for Spotify. This is an attempt to conserve water by encouraging people to finish showering before the song ends. Still on water, the Irish Daily Star reports that in the village of Shannonvale near Clonakilty in West Cork, a sewage tank has been leaking for the past 25 years. The leak floods a local park. Irish Water says that the tank is emptied once a week, but local representatives describe it as an environmental crisis. In health stories, the Irish Independent reports on new research from the US, which shows that paralysed patients who are injected with their own stem cells can regain movement and a sense of feeling. While in The Examiner, we read that researchers in Trinity College Dublin have discovered that we don't all see the world at the same speed. Some people get more information from each time frame they perceive. The researchers say it's like a refresh rate on a computer monitor. Some people have a faster refresh rate. And still on technology, sort of, the Irish Independent has a gift suggestion for that special someone in your life. An ironing board. It's a designer ironing board that, according to the paper, will be a bold yet functional addition to your laundry room. And the cost? A mere €5,300.
Well, I presume it irons the clothes for you at that price, Ronan.
What do you say?
Ronan, thank you very much.